Susan Paris of Manchester is the mother of a 21-year-old heroin addict. Her son has been in trouble with the law 3 times for stealing for his drug habit. And each conviction included jail time, but no drug treatment.
Not having a drug court in Hillsborough County is unacceptable. This problem is not going away, and jail is not the answer.
The story is much the same for Tracy Backard of Manchester. Her son is 25 years old and has been battling an opioid addiction for 6 years. He's been arrested several times.
Putting them in jail doesn't help because when they came out, they had the exact same problems they had when they went in. They need counseling. They need therapy to find out why they were using to begin with, which they're not getting in jail. And they need help getting a job. And with the felons on their record, they can't. They can't get work. They can't get decent work.
Across New Hampshire, a number of counties run drug courts, including Cheshire, Grafton, Rockingham, and Stratford. And New Hampshire Superior Court Chief Justice Tina Nato says they're having an impact. She points out that according to national studies, those who enter a drug court are 43% less likely to reoffend than someone who is initially locked up.
Drug courts reduce crime, they save money, and they save lives. So if you invest in a drug court, you are investing in the future of reducing victims of crime and reducing heroin overdose deaths.
The courts all run differently, but allow nonviolent offenders opportunities for counseling and treatment while serving a sentence outside a jail cell. Hillsborough County runs one in Nashua, but now the push is to open one in the state's largest city. At Monday's meeting, incoming police chief Nick Willard says addiction crimes as well as drug-related deaths are increasing. Since January, Manchester has seen close to 300 overdoses, 40 which were fatal, an increase which is 90% more than last year and 313% more than the year before that.
When you figure we respond to 290 overdose calls, that's 297 moments when our officers are responding to something unrelated to other things, protecting your neighborhood, being in your neighborhood, preventing a burglary.
Mayor Ted Gatsis says these numbers are evidence that the current system is not working.
I understand about budgets, and I understand about financing, and I understand about taxes. But I also understand about life and death. And when you're hearing that the population of the people that are dying is growing, that's something we need to do something about.
But the sticking point is, who pays for it? Implementing a drug court in Manchester is estimated to cost the county $450,000 a year, a number which the 22-member executive committee rejected to include in its budget earlier this month, saying a drug court might cause county taxes to go up. So far, Hillsborough County is looking at an 8% tax increase if the proposal is approved Tuesday. Those backing the drug court urge delegates not to increase taxes, but rather to tap into the county's $5 million surplus instead. But County Commissioner Sandra Zeman says depleting the surplus would hurt the county's bond rating.
By maintaining that surplus, we ensure the best possible credit rating a city can get. As county deletes its surplus, we will need to consider decisions such as this to minimally contain our cost for borrowing money as much as possible.
Other commissioners questioned how the county would pay for this cost further down the road. But in nearby Stratford County, where the state built its first drug court in 2005, Commissioner George McGlaris says drug courts are worth the investment.
The bottom line here is when it comes down to the money, which is what everybody's always concerned about, the cost of incarceration in our county runs about $85 a day. The cost of our alternatives to incarceration costs $10 a day.
Deputy Attorney Patricia LaFrance of Rockingham County says as an experienced felony prosecutor, she knows that locking drug addicts up is not the answer. But LaFrance, who is a resident of Hillsborough County, says to her this issue is personal.
I have family and friends who live in this county. I do not want them to come home from work and find their house trashed by an addict looking for items to sell for drugs. I don't want them to be assaulted and robbed when they go to the ATM. And most of all, I don't ever want them to walk into their child's bedroom and find them dead with a needle nearby.
The full Hillsborough County delegation of 123 members will vote on this issue Tuesday night at 6. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.